Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2016. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. We continue our reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As you will recall, yesterday Paul spoke at length about the diversity of spiritual gifts, but making the argument that all of those gifts came from the same Spirit. Today he pivots a bit as he continues to try and help the Corinthians understand the communal nature of church, the fact that we are all interdependent upon each other. Paul makes that shift by using a metaphor, the metaphor of the church as body, and that is likely a phrase that you've heard me repeat several times through these Lenten diaries. Let's listen to the words of Paul. This is a reading from 1 Corinthians. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. Okay, the first thing that I'm going to say is that as we listen to Paul parse out parts of the body and ask rhetorical questions, many of us might be given to say, that's a bit pedantic, it's a bit over the top, it's a little weird, in fact, to imagine an eye or a hand or a foot having a voice and talking to itself. But I think what Paul is getting at, in fact, what I know he's getting at, is this notion that we are all connected. The church is connected, individuals to one another. And Paul's making the argument that no part of the body of Christ is more important than the other, that all parts are necessary for the constitutive wholeness of the church, be that the church universal or the church local in the form of a congregation. As I was reading this passage earlier today, I couldn't help but reflect a bit on the very different roles in the church that I've had over the last few years and the roles that my mother had while I was growing up and continues to have now into her 80s. Every week I stand in front of a group of people. I'm the one charged with preaching a sermon. I'm the one charged with celebrating the sacraments. I'm the one who's wearing the fancy liturgical clothes. I'm the one who makes the announcements on behalf of the community and prays prayers of thanksgiving and for anniversaries and birthdays. I'm at the front. And I contrast that with the ministries that my mother has had through 50 years of church going that I remember. I remember that she was a Sunday school teacher for 17 years. 17 years she taught five-year-olds, not just in Sunday school, but in extended session. And in the church that we grew up in, an extended session could be an hour and a half. And she taught those five-year-olds to pray, and she taught those five-year-olds the Bible stories, and she taught those five-year-olds what it meant to collect canned food for the needy. Fast forward all these years, now my mother gets out very little But every morning for 2 hours or so, she sits at a table in her dining room, and she meticulously writes greeting cards to members of her senior adult Sunday school class in her local Baptist church. She sends out birthday cards and anniversary cards. She sends out get well cards. She sends out thinking of you cards to the people who are no longer able to get to church. She takes care to visit those in her Sunday school class who are in the hospital or the rehab center or the nursing home. Maybe she takes a cookie that she's baked. No one would probably say that my mother is a church leader. In fact, I'm pretty clear that the church she attends, most people under the age of 50 don't even know her name. And yet, she is a constituent member of that particular expression of Christ's body and blood, because she has the gift of pastoral care. And pastoral care doesn't have to be expressed on a committee, and it doesn't have to be organized, and it doesn't have to be performed by a member of the clergy. But in my mother's consistent kindness, starting years ago with 5-year-olds, and now with 90-year-olds, she has given witness to the giftedness that she brings to the church. What's your gift? It's not only important for us to have an understanding of what it is that we've been called to do out in the world, but how are we called to express church? And most of us think that it has to be something big. I think this metaphor that Paul uses is very important. We need everyone. We need every part of the body. Not so that a local congregation can get bigger, but so a local congregation can be a living witness to the interdependency necessary to live this Christian life. In another place in Scripture, Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst of them." I think that that is helpful for us to remember. The church does not exist in individuals, but individuals in community comprise the church. We are called to be members of the body, and no matter what our giftedness is, the body needs us. As I wrap up with a prayer, I give thanks for all those folks who are the unseen members of the body of Christ, but who contribute in ways beyond recognition to the overall body's health and vitality, including my mom. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, drive from us all weakness of body, mind, and spirit, that being restored to wholeness, we may with free hearts become what you intend us to be and accomplish what you want us to do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.